This is Spotlight on Lead Poisoning, brought to you by Southern United Neighborhoods, a nonprofit that works on environmental issues and helps people buy their own homes and fix their credit. Call them at 1-800-239-7379 or go on the web at southernunitedneighborhoods.org for more information. My name is Marie. Hi, today we'll be interviewing Martha Jusen from The Lens.
Off by having you introduce yourself, where you are from, and how you came about reporting on schools' issues at The Lens.
My name is Marta Jusen. I'm an education reporter with The Lens. Been covering charter schools with the nonprofit news outlet based in New Orleans since about 2011.
How did you, are you from New Orleans, or did you move here for this job?
I grew up in Minneapolis, and I moved to New Orleans to do recovery and rebuilding, and then was very happy when I was able to use my journalism degree in a position at The Lens.
Yeah, because sometimes people don't use their degree.
Right. It was a little tough after the recession, so I came and did construction for a while, and then it worked out, and it was a perfect job opportunity.
Yeah, because The Lens is unique in reporting on a lot of issues that other typical news outlets do not report. And so how'd you become interested in education?
I'd always been very interested in education. I grew up in the public school system, was always thought it was education was a fundamental right and very important, obviously, for students to be able to receive. And then moving to New Orleans, obviously, the charter system has been fascinating. So when this job became available at The Lens, I was very excited to take it. I also studied education policy in college.
Yeah, because there's a lot of issues going on with the charter schools, and sometimes it's kind of hard to find out what's going on because everything's so disconnected, right? Everyone's just doing their own thing. So when you first started reporting about, you've been reporting about the changing of the lead, of the filters in the drinking fountain and the water in the schools. Is that your first time learning anything about lead poisoning?
I know a little bit about lead poisoning, but I've definitely learned a lot more in reporting on this. And we haven't, you know, we haven't uncovered any necessary lead poisoning cases, but we do know that after the crisis in Flint, Michigan, that both the Orleans Parish School District and the Recovery School District became concerned about lead, and they wanted to test the schools for lead in the water. And I believe they made the promise to test the schools in the summer of 2016, actually, right as those officials in Michigan were arrested.
Yeah, so I know we've been working on a project with LSU testing water of residents. And so Some people have high levels in their drinking water. So we're recommending filters for everyone, right? Because any sort of exposure to lead is not good, even if it is under the EPA guidelines.
Right, and that's basically the same conclusion that the school district came to. Is they decided they would rather install filters than wait around and see, you know, whether tests came back high or low. And, you know, then the question was, if they did test, how often were they going to have to test? Because a test is only good for that.
So it's often better to just go ahead and change the filters to be safe rather than sorry. And then you don't really have to necessarily test all the time, because as long as you're changing the filters and keeping up to date, right?
Yeah, that's what the experts have told the district, is that the filters are a more surefire way to ensure that students are not exposed to lead.
And so you uncovered some delays in the process of installing the filters due to water pressure issues and stuff like that?
We did. So we knew that the filters were, first of all, they made this promise in 2016 to test the water. And the district didn't get around until a year later to actually requesting a contractor to install filters. So that was when we first started reporting on this. We said, hey, let's check in on this promise. And then we realized a year had gone by, and they had decided to change plans but hadn't taken action on that yet. So they did request proposals in 2017, then they had some contract issues, and there were just a lot of delays. So the first filters didn't start going in until the summer of 2018, in August of 2018. And as those filters went in over the next month, we've uncovered and from public documents that we requested that there were water pressure issues that due to the type of filter they were using, which was not only for lead, there was an additional antimicrobial filter, which requires a higher water pressure than all the schools had. That was slowing the flow of water and making drinking fountains unusable.
So now they're going to switch to just doing the lead filters.
Right. So now we're, you know, I guess we are 3 years into this project or plan, and the district is going to switch to just using the lead filters. They're dropping the antimicrobial filters because what happened this spring was they tried to find a way to install them, but it was going to require adding booster pumps to schools, and I think the project was getting more expensive than they had anticipated.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of extra work.
Right, they were going to have to install additional outlets at drinking fountains, so that would require an electrical contractor.
Yeah,
there was a lot more to it.
Do you know if all the schools are going to do it, or is it a voluntary compliance or request?
So the district still owns the buildings, technically. So the district has pledged to install the filters in every district-owned building. There are some charter schools that operate out of churches, or they have purchased their own schools. So if your child's school is not in a district-owned building, then you're going to have to check with the charter management organization to see if they're planning to install them. I know, for example, Encore Academy owns its own building. They were planning to purchase those filters along with the district.
All right. And so do we know the timeline on the installation of these filters or not really?
So it's funny you asked that question because the district has pledged to complete this project by August 1st. I've put in inquiries with them and haven't heard back quite yet. So hopefully we'll have some information for you in the coming weeks.
Yeah, because that's August 1st is 2 days from now.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
And I know school is starting up in a few weeks, right?
Yeah, there are kids starting this week and starting over the next couple weeks, yep.
So it'd be good if they could sort of do that before everyone got back so you wouldn't have to disable the water fountains and stuff.
Right, I think that's what that parents and teachers and school officials are hoping for.
Did you find it hard to get information from the district and about what was going on, or they were pretty responsive to you?
At certain points, it was pretty difficult. I'd say the most frustrating part of this process was that all throughout the fall of 2018, the district was telling us that filters were being installed. I guess what we had failed to ask them was whether or not the filters were connected. And in certain cases, the filters weren't connected. So we're... connected and weren't, you know, doing a function of removing lead from the water. So it's been a mixed bag working with the district for information.
Yeah. And so have they been letting parents know what's going on, do you think, or you don't know how the outreach is going?
I don't exactly know the answer to that. Things were pretty public at Plessy Community School just because there was a young boy there who tested his own school water for lead. It came back potentially positive. It wasn't necessarily like a scientific process of a test. But that raised enough red flags to catch media attention, and I think he was on national NPR. So they handled that pretty swiftly and kept parents in the loop on that one. It's been unclear to me how much parents have known about at other schools. So.
Yeah, we find that a lot of parents just don't know very much about lead poisoning, even though it's been an issue in New Orleans with lead in our soil and lead in our water and some of the older housing stock. When you walk by all these peeling paint from the houses. And
right,
we actually have a universal testing law where pediatricians are supposed to test children for lead, but it's always an enforcement issue. So just because we have the law on the books doesn't mean it's done, because there's no enforcement. And it's not tied to, you know, reimbursement on your insurance or Medicaid or anything like that. What are some of the other issues with the schools that you've been reporting on that you think people need to know about or that you find fascinating?
Well, we had a pretty big story this spring. We uncovered a very sad situation at Kennedy High School where students had not actually been receiving the classes and the credits that they needed, and about half of them found out after graduation that they were ineligible to graduate. So about 80 kids right now from the high school are working through the summer. I think about half of those kids have finished so far and have actually retroactively earned their diplomas, but there are still some students who aren't going to be able to graduate. They thought they were the class of 2019, and they're not. So that's been a pretty sad and tough summer for those kids.
Yeah, it must have been heartbreaking, because I think some of them were accepted into colleges, right?
Right, and they're waiting to try and give their transcripts to the colleges, and they don't have anything to provide for them.
So it's delaying. They can't start up this coming fall, do you think?
Right, some kids might not be able to.
And they had no idea what was going on, and the parents had no idea, right?
Right. They all thought they were doing what their counselors and their teachers had told them to. Little did they know that some of them were missing foundational courses, and the school was improperly using a credit recovery program. That was an online course program that they were giving to students, but because it wasn't supervised by a certified teacher, those credits ended up not counting for students.
Yeah, it's just awful. So how'd you even find out what was going on?
At Kennedy?
Yeah.
I was approached by a former employee who had information, and you know, he said that he wanted to go on the record and he wanted to make this right because these kids deserve to know what was happening at their school. So that led us to the district and the head of New Beginnings, and we started asking questions. And the CEO there really couldn't answer our questions, so we went ahead and published that story in March.
Well, it was good that somebody was concerned about these children, you know, because to let it go on and have another year of kids thinking they graduated and they didn't, or it eventually would all come out, right?
You hope so, yep.
Because I think there's a couple other schools. I know one in the Baton Rouge area, I think, that had some kind of scandal because the kids didn't. It was all, they were accepted into colleges, I think, but their transcripts were all fake.
Yeah, and then, I remember that one.
So that's just awful for these children, you know. But I think with the pressure for the high-stakes testing and stuff, it's really changing the school system, right?
It does mean the schools are paying special attention to those measures, yes.
And the kids are under a lot of pressure, and sometimes the teachers are, right? To make sure everyone passes and succeeds and stuff. So you'll be following up with the school, the district, to see what's going on with the status of the filters and maybe doing another article or something sometime soon.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have something in the next couple weeks. And anyone wants to check it out, they can check it out at thelensnola.org. That's where you can find us.
And so they could just go on the website to read more about this issue and other schools' issues that you're writing about.
Absolutely. We'd love to have more visitors.
And well, I thank you very much for talking with me today. And it's been interesting. You've sort of had to do a lot of investigation and keep on the issue to find out what's going on, right?
That's right. But we enjoy it and we think it's important for the public. So we're happy to do it.
And we appreciate your diligence on the issue, because I don't think if it wasn't for your articles, people wouldn't even know that this was something that was going on with the
Thank
schools.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because they sort of made the promise and everyone sort of wrote about that, but then it sort of faded out and you've really stuck with it to try to follow through to make sure of what's going on and what's happening.
Yep, so it's always important to follow up on that. So we try to do that for everybody.
That's what we appreciate, I think, about the Lens, because a lot of mainstream media is just very flashy with the one-time article, and then they never follow up on what's going on with the issue, right?
There certainly are no press releases for not meeting deadlines. So, that's something you got to ask about.
Attention is in the details, you know, if we really want to protect children and make our water safer. So we definitely appreciate that, and we look forward to the follow-up articles and your other articles about what's going on with schools in this coming year.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with me.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
You have been listening to Spotlight on WAMF LP New Orleans on 90.3 FM and streaming at WAMF.org. A recording of this broadcast and subsequent broadcasts are available at SouthernUnitedNeighborhoods.org.
Are you concerned about lead in your drinking water? We are recruiting people for a water filter study we're doing with LSU School of Public Health. People will get free comprehensive water testing for metals and lead in their water, as well as free water filters if they are found eligible. If you live in a single-family home that is old or in an older part of New Orleans, contact us. People have to have a lead service pipe, which is the pipe that delivers drinking water from the main in the street to the meter and into the home. Most people don't know if they have this. We'll give people a free water test to see if they're eligible. If they have high lead, we'll enroll them in the study. You will get a free water filter installed and free replacement filter cartridges. You will get all of your water test results sent to you. We expect the filter will remove the lead. You can call Southern United Neighborhood and A Community Voice at 1-800-239-7379 to get started today. Again, that number is 1-800-239-7379.